The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at livenation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Woo!
Oh, shit. You're wooing with me.
I'm trying to, you know, they say fake it till you make it. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm so tired.
Guys, I don't know what episode you're about to witness right now, but Jessie just finished filming Do We Know Them? And she's about to fall asleep in that chair.
I am. And it's so big and comfortable. I could just go like this and close my eyes and go
You know
to
what
sleep.
Is so crazy?
What?
We have no idea because our last episode hasn't gone up by the time that we're filming this. So we have no idea how people have reacted to the different chairs.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Abby's sexy baby prayer. I haven't even decided in the moment that we're filming this. I haven't even decided if I'm leaving that up, so I don't know.
Oh my god, we don't have a que dice mi gente.
Oh, that is sad.
Wow, our last episode, guys. Listen, a lot is going on in August.
It's okay? Kathleen's
too
fault.
Too many things.
It's Kathleen's fault.
It's not okay. Yeah, I'm out every weekend. I'm like out
like
every
literally.
Weekend
it actually
it's
alarms
so
me
crazy.
Because we're okay. So we decided very recently. And it was a mutual decision that I believe was your idea. You said, what? Oh my God, I have a brilliant idea. In order to get episodes up on time, which by the way, I'm going to have Talia change the fucking banner and shit. No more promising
no,
Wednesdays. We can't. Like, it's going to be every week. That's it.
But
we've already said
we
this
We are
before.
Filming before now. Like, we're not filming.
We are. But what I'm saying is that we were supposed to film on Fridays. That was like our day that we were going to film for Wednesday episodes because that gave us plenty of time.
And we've been
since
doing that.
Then, every weekend, you've planned a trip out.
Okay, well,
She's
this
like, well,
month,
I can't do Friday. I'm like, oh, perfect. The day that we decided.
Okay, well, look at us. We're filming right now on a Wednesday. Do you think this will be up by the following Wednesday?
Probably not, if I had to guess.
What?
If I had to guess, you know, because hello, it's my birthday weekend, you bitch.
Oh, true. No, that's when I'm in.
No, my birthday. I don't want to talk. I'm already getting depressed. No, I'm going to cry.
Why?
My birthday is getting overshadowed and overlooked because it fell on a weird
by
day.
By what?
And everybody's busy.
Oh my God, your birthday's on a fucking Monday, bro.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
I'm so depressed. You don't understand. Like, and then Noah's is on a Tuesday. Fucking A.
But like, how amazing. Last year, your birthday was on a Sunday. That slays. It was so fun.
Yeah, remember that? And it's my 33rd birthday. I just feel like that's really like intense and monumental.
Yeah, no, for sure. Wow, you're only 33. I'm so pissed. I'm about to turn 35 in January.
Oh, come on. That's still so slay. I love that.
No, my God.
I did notice.
But anyway.
When I was driving, my hands looked like my abuela's hands. I was like, I need to start putting some SPF on these bad boys. We're start
I
getting liver
say
spots
that about
like Mrs.
my
Puff.
Hands. Oh my God, girl, don't go to Montana. You'll look 10 times older. It's crazy.
Oh my God. I don't wear SPF every day. There, I said it.
Why?
Well,
I mean,
know.
You don't go out. Like, you literally don't leave your four
okay,
walls up.
Okay, my desk is by a fucking window. Yes, I do. And now Amelie's in preschool and I have to pick her up and drop her off from school. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, so like you walk to your car and like...
Yeah, but
in.
I'm driving
so, yeah,
like this.
Right.
Haven't you ever seen that meme of the
Are
truck
you
driver?
Driving
that,
like this?
That was probably like AI before AI was real. The truck driver?
Yes.
Like one
yes,
side of
that
his
was
face.
Not AI. That was not AI.
Was
that was real.
Old because that's the side that was exposed to the sun and the other side. I don't know. It sounded like a load of
oh,
shit
know,
at the time.
They know what picture you're talking about. They know what picture you're
right?
talking
that
about.
That shit went viral,
us,
right?
Oh,
was he even real?
Super viral.
We don't know.
I think he was.
That's like too much of a difference. Like he was walking around with like half a face like the guy in Batman.
No, true. He really did look crazy. Look great.
That didn't make no damn sense. We all bought that.
Well, damn, guys. Well, hi, guys. We have no que dice mi gente because we're filming this on the day that the video is the episode's supposed to go up. But we are so excited to be here today.
Are you Litty Titty from Sunny's or no?
Okay, so I had... Oh, my God, guys. I just came back from Sunny's. I was there with Jordan and Talia. Talia's in town. We were shooting our fall collection, like our Light Slacker fall collection. And so Talia was in town. We had a photo shoot. And then right after, we met Jordan up at Sunny's. And I had two extra dirty martinis. It was delicious. The most delicious swampy martini was fabulous. And then we had all the things that, you know, I always order there. And okay, sure. That was Jordan's first time going and that was Talia's first time going. Neither one of them orgasmed, which I was very upset about.
What?
Okay. Not one of them went like, like that. Not one.
Not even for the Caesar salad?
Well, okay. I said, do you guys love Caesar salad? They said, I love Caesar salad. I said, oh my God, wait until you taste the best Caesar
you
fucking
do the,
salad.
You know, and the then, obligatory yeah, yeah, yeah. Kathleen
oh,
hyping
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I noticed that maybe I was hyping things up too much because like I really hyped up the rolls and the butter and the, you know, like the bread. And then when Talia was like, oh, she's like, you really made it. I really need to stop prefacing things because I think I like overhype too much.
It is your chronic issue as I have identified several times before.
But I mean, you agree. Sunny's amazing. I mean, they were like, wow, this Caesar salad is impressive. Oh, and then they were impressed by the crab pasta, but not so much by the cheesecake.
By the cheesesteak?
Cheesecake. Fabulous cheesecake.
Oh, is that the one that I had?
Yeah.
No, yeah, they're not right. That's not...
Yeah, they're not right.
Their perspective is off. I mean, if anybody's picky, it's me. And if I say it's good, it's really good.
No, like it... was a it's great. It's
dude, and their what else did they get? Because their Wagyu steak is fucking sick.
Well, they didn't want steak. I said, this is a steakhouse. You want some steak? They said no.
Oh, that's annoying.
Anyway, so I'm not litty titty anymore because do you know how much I ate?
Mm.
Those two drinks, like I got a little like loosey-goosey.
They got absorbed by all the carbs.
All the pasta I ate. Yeah. Oh my God. I literally walked out of there like I couldn't breathe. So I'm good.
So here's my fear. Are you guys ready? We're 6 minutes in and we have nothing to
talk about. Oh my God, we have so much to talk about. Are you kidding me?
Every time you fucking say that. Actually, I do have one thing to talk about that I forgot to talk about in the last episode with photo, okay, video, go. Evidence. Okay.
Oh, what?
For Abby's birthday, remember I said we stayed in that hotel?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. I know that I've been known to get scammed a time or two. I'm not saying I'm infallible, but I do make a lot of good decisions that you guys don't even know about, okay? Because I just make them and I don't talk about them. But like, if I want to book something or like, for instance, the cabin, right? The New Year's cabin. Like, I can tell when something looks like super slay and it's going to be a super slay situation and fun.
I must interrupt you. Jesse was on the mission to like look for our next cabin for this year's New Year's, okay?
Yeah, of course.
Jesse sends a cabin that I would only imagine is owned by Jeff Bezos.
I thought it said two hot tubs, but I'm pretty sure I saw a third one. I'm not joking.
You guys have no idea. I'm very nervous about the cabin episode that's going to come in the future because I'm like, how do we possibly top our best
you
episode
cannot
ever
think like that. We no, were know, tired, like, exhausted, stressed when we filmed that episode. Like, we've got to just let go. I'm so not worried about that because when we're in person, it's always a good time. It's always fantabulous.
But Jesse's like, oh, this is how we top it. Sends me a $6 billion mansion. And I'm like,
it's very
you can't
expensive.
It's
like, listen.
There.
I know it's a little out of the price range, but it looks fantastic. And I'm not going to lie. Nassim fully said, let's do it. But the only problem is it only has 7 bedrooms. And I feel like comfortably we need 8.
Why?
Because I like was doing some counting and shit. I don't know. Maybe I miscounted.
Wait, how many bedrooms did the last cabin have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think I had 6 bedrooms.
Okay. We were great. And we didn't have a bedroom. So if we have 7, we're good.
Well, I might just book that then. I don't know. It is insanely expensive.
It is insanely expensive. Don't book it. But we have one requirement. And that is that the pool table must be next to the karaoke machine. Like, it needs to be in the entertainment. The other cabin that you sent me, it was like, the pool table was like in a random bedroom. Like, we're not going to bond like that.
No. I wasn't going to book that anyway because I realized that place had no curtains. I said,
oh my God, no,
fuck?
That was the funniest thing. Like, it's okay to wake up
in,
with
like,
the sun.
I was looking, I was showing it to Nassim, I'm like, oh my God, this place is super cute. All of a sudden, I just like keep scrolling every picture and I'm like, wait a second. There's not a single curtain in any bedroom. They have those little ruffle curtains on the top.
Wake up with the sun.
Okay, you fucking crazy bitch. I don't know what happened to you in Montana, but that is the most insane thing you've ever fucking said. I know you and Rosie be fucking waking up early, walking the creek and shit. That's not me. No, ma'am, unless you want me to be in a bad mood by 2 p.m.
We're just like power walking the creek.
No, literally, your mom tells me, she's like, yep, I walked the whole property. I'm like, literally, we had been there for 2 days. I hadn't even gone outside. I was like, girl, you're like,
my mom already had all of the pictures up on the internet.
She did. Oh my God, guys, if you ever need a real estate photographer, let us know. Rosie's got you. She's got unlimited phone storage, and regardless of whether she's being paid or not, she takes photos of every empty bedroom and saves it forever.
No reason. Like, what is it for? I guess to show people in Cuba or something. I mean,
no, what are no. Because she takes those pictures and then she proceeds to FaceTime every person individually in Cuba. So I don't know what she does with those pictures.
You're
it makes no sense.
Right. I don't get it either. But anyway, we are currently on the hunt for the perfect cabin.
Yeah, I was thinking Tennessee because I was like, oh my God, how slay. Like going to Tennessee. Everybody was like, can we just do Georgia? That's what everybody said. Benji, everybody texted me separately.
Of course.
I can't control that the people want this super majestic peach state. It's not my fault.
We need to switch it up.
Okay, yeah, we can go to a different cabin.
We're still gonna go.
I did think
LJ.
That Tennessee would have more, like, just to like go to like fucking Pigeon Forge or like Gatlinburg.
That'd
be or, like,
so
you know
fun.
What I mean?
Let's Tennessee it up, girl.
There are so many bears there. BT dubs.
I mean,
oh, you're not scared of bears? You're scared of
no.
Literally, you're scared of the wind. What do you mean you're not scared of bears?
I'm not scared of bears. I'm just not.
Oh my fucking god!
I just know I'll never encounter one. You know what
you're
I mean?
You're literally scared of your own shadow. That is
yeah,
so
but
crazy.
Not bears. Mm.
You see no. a big bear. You're outside by yourself. You're not scared. You'll say,
I'm not
going
to see a big bear outside. I'm just not.
I've literally seen a bear every time I've gone to Tennessee. In,
but like
by
where?
Our trash cans. Like by our, like literally by the doors. We've had to go inside before.
Okay. Far. They're far from you.
I'm just saying, if you take like a tinkle in the forest or something.
Why would I do that? Alive.
I don't know. Men do that all the time.
Oh, well, I'm not a man.
That's true.
And maybe have men should put tinkle in the forest.
That let women pee like men.
What?
It's like a vagina funnel. No. Never seen it.
No, but that is very useful for sure.
Yeah, it's like a funnel that's long, so it just covers your pee hole. Anyway,
oh, I like
have
that.
Seen that before. Anyway, what I was trying to say, and
oh,
I'm
right.
gonna
what
send
were
you,
you saying? What were you saying?
The video. Hold on, I'm gonna pull up the video here for my video evidence. But what I was trying to say is that I do pick a lot of good places, or like when we go to a restaurant, a lot. What I know you're yeah. not doing quesadilla gente because we don't have that. We don't have
I'm
that.
I'm looking to see if I had I any that. Notes for today. I do have one note.
You said we have so much to talk about.
Yes, I do. I do have. Okay. I have a few things to talk about. There's actually one big thing I want to talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, then perfect.
Right.
This is going to be...
We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
But go anyway, ahead. The whole point that I was saying is that when I go to a restaurant or something, like I can see what menu item is going to be good. If I'm looking for hotels, I could tell what hotel is going to be slate. All of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Abby chose this. Okay, Abby chose the hotel. And it used to be the W Hotel in Atlanta. And now it's called Hotel Coley. Coley? I don't fucking know. And it's like a Marriott. Like, I guess it's under the Marriott umbrella. Anyway, Abby was looking on my couch and she goes, oh my God, this is literally $100 a night. I go, well, what the fuck is wrong with it? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, in Atlanta, like downtown fucking Buckhead. Like, no, that doesn't make sense. And it did. It said $130 for the room that we wanted. So she was like, I think it's good, whatever. I book it. The second I walk into that hotel, this is the lobby. Prefacing this really quick. You know my history right. with mold and mold education, correct?
Mm-hmm. You're very skilled, very educated.
Yeah, I literally, it's funny because I unironically, when we saw this site that I'm about to show you, I said, oh my God, guys, like I know about mold remediation, which by the way, I'm like, I barely know about mold remediation. Like I've never had mold. Like I've never actually had it. It's just like I've seen people on TikTok. But I know that if there's some moldy situations going on, usually you're going to see those big industrial commercial dryers. You know, the ones that are like, if let's say they shampoo a carpet and they put those big dryers so that it dries quickly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think about this.
That was in your room?
That is the lobby.
Oh, wait. That's the whole...
Of the fucking
oh, my
hotel.
God. That's the lobby.
Blue
it
tape.
It just panned over.
All over the floor. Big ass commercial
wait,
dryers.
That just means it's just drying things rapidly.
Okay.
And,
I don't know because we took a good look at those seats and they looked disgusting. So it couldn't have been like a fresh shampoo.
I mean, what else would they be for? I mean...
Mold, allegedly. In my opinion.
No, come on.
I don't know. All I'm going to say is that I may or may not have spread crazy rumors in that hotel lobby. I was like, guys, 100%. This place has mold. I feel sick. I feel sick. I think I'm getting mold inhalation.
Did you see any traces of mold?
Not to the naked eye, I must say.
Okay, well, maybe they really were just drying the floor.
Okay, first of all, the floor is hard. It's not carpet. And then, okay, yeah, I'll give it to them. The
true.
Commercial dryers were all pointed to the seat, which would indicate that the seats were being shampooed of sorts.
Okay.
But they still looked gross and everything like smelled musty. And when you smell
because
musty,
maybe they were
like,
wet.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like
humid
wet.
Smell, like almost like how you smell like somebody sweaty. Like it's not like BO,
yeah.
It's just like musk. Not musk,
so it didn't
no.
It didn't smell clean and soapy?
No, sure fucking didn't. It did not. It smelled musty.
Well, maybe that's why it was $100 a night.
No, that's 100% why it was $100 a night. But Abby goes, damn, maybe I don't choose places. I said, yeah, maybe we don't. Maybe you don't.
I'm not going to lie to you. It really did surprise me that you actually went along with it.
Well, what the fuck am I going to do? Storm out of there like a freak?
No, I meant like that you let her pick the place. Like, I thought that you would just
oh,
take charge of
it. Was her birthday.
It.
And she was just like, oh, yeah,
that's
I
why.
Like this place. I was like, okay, yeah, like slay. I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I thought you would be like, Abby, let me take you somewhere on your birthday. Not like $100.
Honestly, no, you know what it is that recently I have felt like so much decision fatigue. Like, I felt like I don't want to make any fucking decisions. Like, I feel like I'm a Libra or something. Like, I just really don't want to choose anything. So when somebody's like presenting that to me, I'm just like, yeah, sounds good. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm just not fighting anything
you.
Anymore.
I get that. I get
you know
that.
What I mean?
You know what? And that's okay. Yeah. And that's okay.
That's like you when we're going to fucking Vegas and I said to you, hey, let's choose what shows we're going to watch. And you said, no, we'll choose them when we get there. I didn't even fight you. I don't even care.
No. Okay. Listen, every time we've gone to Vegas, the day that I get there, I walk into the lobby and I ask the guy at the front desk and I say, hey, can you show me what shows are going on this week? He pulls out the paper and he shows me the shows that are going on that weekend or that week. And then I pick one. It's very, very simple. We don't have to pick it 6 months in advance. And then when I tell her that, I'm like, well, just pick it when we get there. Cause like, let's see how we're feeling that weekend. And she's like, wow, you're so type B. Oh my God.
That's not what I said. I said, I thought I was type B because I am type B, but I'm like, oh, but I can't like that. That kind of stresses me out. And then she's like, let's ask our makeup bags. Who's type B? I didn't like that.
Wow. I wasn't going to like say that part.
No, but all of that being said, we're going to get shitty seats to whatever show we watch. And then we will thank you for that.
I've done that every time and I've never gotten shitty seats.
I don't know.
Did you not absolutely love the seats that we had at Atomics?
Mama, I booked that.
What's it called? What's that called?
I fully booked that. You did not. We didn't book those ahead of time.
Okay, not that one. Not that one.
Yes, I did love our seats, but I chose them.
No, the Western one. Actually, you picked horrible seats because we got wet and splashed on. But I'm talking about the other place. The Western Saloon. Those were great seats.
Yeah. I chose those.
So then what the fuck? What are you talking? I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know anything.
What I'm saying is that if we wait until we get there, we'll have bad seats.
Wait, I'm confused. How did you... Are you sure? Because I vividly remember going down to the lobby with my eye patch and like...
No, mama. We fully booked those like weeks before we arrived.
No, we did.
I have proof. I went into the lobby. Literally, I have proof.
No, wait.
Like confirmation.
Then what did I book? I booked something with us. I booked something because I went into... What else did we do? What else did we do? Oh, I booked the Jabberwocky show, but you weren't there.
I did do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mama. Great seats. And I'm not going to lie. It doesn't surprise me they had availability. Okay, so I'm just saying if we want to go to like a hot show.
The Jabberwockies are amazing. If you're ever in Vegas, please watch the Jabberwockies.
Like if you don't want to end up a fucking Penn and Teller. No, we got to start booking now.
Oh my God. Okay, let's book now, I guess.
By the way, what's going on? I saw Penn and Teller and I nearly fell asleep. It was a waffle.
I don't know what the hell Penn and Teller is.
Oh, they're like the magicians.
The puppets?
Yeah.
Magicians.
No, magician puppets. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, from like 1999.
Yeah, but guys, we have multiple trips in the books in the next few months. I'm very excited. I'm going to go to Halloween Horror Nights. I'm going to totally be so lively the whole time. We're going to go see all the houses.
Woo! Bro. I told Jesse, well, this year when we go to Halloween Horror Nights, we will not be going Horror Nights on your travel day. We will not.
Right.
Biggest mistake we've ever made. So I do have faith that now that we're going to go on a Saturday, I have faith that you will make it all night long. I do have faith, actually.
Yeah. I mean, you should, because I absolutely am. The thing is that like, also, it's just the exhaustion of being scared, because I actually do really hate being scared. It like really physically exhausts me, but I want to do it because like, I don't want to be left out. Like, you know how Janice was waiting outside of the haunted house? Like, I can't do that. No, I need to be a part of it.
No, yeah.
No matter how much I hate it.
You have to. Upstairs.
But it drains my entire soul.
You can always just like, dig your nails into my shoulder again.
Oh, I sure will, honey. I sure will. That is the plan. Kill me. Yeah, I don't know if Michelle knows, but she's going to be my back. She's going to go on my back. You're going to go in the front. I'm going to claw you.
Yeah, you need a sandwich.
Right.
You need
a sandwich. Right, just how I drive. Exactly.
We have so many things planned, so many trips. It's so exciting. Guys, I really need... Can we talk about Lewis and Bramty? I don't know if it's like a very niche.
What do you mean talk about Lewis and Bramty? You were supposed to go on Do We Know Them and talk about that.
I know, but then you never called me.
You literally told me you didn't want to do it anymore because you didn't want to talk about that topic. You texted me that.
Oh, when I said that I was triggered about what?
Yeah, you literally said, I don't want to do this topic anymore. I'm triggered. And then Lily actually asked me today because we just filmed. She goes, damn, what happened to Kathleen coming on? I'm like, she got
triggered. Wait, did you guys film the Bramty topic?
We did not.
Oh, exactly. Okay. I just don't know like how niche it is. Like, would you guys even cover a topic like that? Or is that something you guys would never even talk about over there?
We talked about a fucking pizza store today. Oh my God. Actually, it was really funny. We talked about a bride makeup artist that in order to not go and like do the makeup, she faked her death. It was really funny.
Is she related to Sincere?
Or Monty Lopez? I don't know. No, it was actually super fucking funny. Oh my God.
I was actually watching your Monty Lopez episode earlier, bro.
What a character.
Monty Lopez's biggest hater.
How much money to kiss him?
None. There could be no money in the world.
Okay, stop. $1 million.
Okay, like honestly? Like honestly?
Yeah.
To kiss him in the mouth with no tongue?
No, with tongue.
Oh my God, fuck no. Fuck.
Okay, fine, without tongue.
Oh, without tongue, just pop kiss him?
Long pop kiss.
Like I have to leave it there for a long time? Yeah. Like 20,000.
Oh my God, that's cheap. So then for $1 million, you'd do tongue?
Yeah, I'd do tongue for $1 million for sure. Before we go any further, we want to thank our sponsor, and that's Warby Parker.
The entire process of caring for my eye health before I found Warby Parker was truly a nightmare. And even when I finally discovered that you could get glasses online, the quality was not there for the price that I was willing to pay. But that's where Warby Parker comes in, because, well, they not only make the entire process of buying glasses easier, but they make the entire experience of getting your glasses easier. They make the eye exams easier. So if you're somebody that maybe you don't have an up-to-date prescription, that's okay. Warby Parker's got you. You don't have to find a doctor, book an appointment, figure out if they take your insurance, all that stuff. You just head over to your nearest Warby Parker store, because although they are online and that's how I've always gotten them, they also have in-store options for people who want to actually go in, get their exam, and get glasses. And the best part is they have a bunch of stylish frames to choose from. No ugly frames at the end of an eye exam.
They really do. I'm actually wearing some right now. I keep calling these the Frannies, but I'm not exactly sure if these are Franny or not. These are my favorite. I have a couple pairs now, but I am exclusively wearing these. The shape is so trendy, guys. I've been seeing like this shape everywhere. Super cute, super high quality, and such a good price. And my favorite thing about Warby Parker, I know I say it all the time, but they have their buy a pair, give a pair program, which every single time you buy a pair of Warby Parker glasses, they give glasses to someone in need. And honestly, it is my favorite part about supporting Warby Parker. It's the best.
Yeah, and in doing that, Warby Parker has distributed over 20 million pairs of glasses to people in need. So truly, it is amazing. They're an amazing company, and their glasses are amazing too. Like, genuinely, the quality is amazing. Their prescription glasses start at just $95, and you would never guess that, because truly they are not like my previous glasses that would just slide off my face in like 2 months. You know what I mean? They start getting loose and flimsy. No. These are great quality. And the $95 that they start at includes anti-reflective, scratch resistant, and UV protective coatings, which other sites will upcharge you for. So it's amazing.
And right now you can buy one pair of glasses and get 20% off any additional pairs at warbyparker.com/jkpod.
That's 20% off any additional pairs when you purchase one pair at warbyparker.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Warby Parker for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. After 5 shots of Tao and a cut water, anything could happen.
Come on, I didn't do that. But like, I swear to you, like, I see him and I have like a visceral.
It's pretty foul. Well, and then like he talks and it makes it so much worse.
He's so disturbing to me. And like the fact that he's a father disturbs me even more. Like, I know Charlie D'Amelio's dad is probably like a money hungry psychopath, but there's something way more disturbing.
Monty is like mentally still stuck in high school, I feel. Like, he's like immature.
Yes, he like peaked in high school and then he stayed there. And then, oh my God, ew. He's never been a father. Like, he's never been a parent to his kids. And it's always been so creepy. Oh my God, he creeps me out.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
By the way, something bizarre before I forget to mention it. Can you believe I took my camera out to take pictures of my husband and his family? Because I like to do little family photos out like in the forest, like what in front of it. Now, I did notice it was humid. So I was like, oh, okay. It's like fogging up my camera. So I would like wipe it and stuff and whatever. And then I took the pictures. Mind you, I couldn't have been out there for more than 30 minutes. I go, I put the pictures in. Everybody loves the pictures. Wow, Jesse, you saved the day. You're so amazing. We love you. Perfect. The next day, I go to film Do We Know Them? My camera doesn't work.
What?
Fully does not turn on. Fully.
The camera, your big ass camera?
Yes. The fucking $2,100, just the body of the camera did not work.
Yeah, just the body.
Guess what I had to buy today to film this?
Don't tell me about a new one.
Had to buy a new one. Correct.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at the dead body on my fucking floor.
Pump the brakes, Trick Daddy. Pump the brakes. Why did you not go get it fixed? Why did you not call?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why did you not?
Who was I supposed to pop my pussy for that was going to fix my camera same day? That doesn't exist. I am going to send it off to Canon. First, I'm going to give it to Joe. Because, you know, he fixed my mixer that one time. He knows things. So first, I'm going to give it to Joe.
Yeah.
And then if he can't fix it, I'm going to ship it to Canon. And I have a 30-day return window on this body. So God bless.
Oh, okay. So we've got a plan. Fingers crossed.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to try to fix it. Of course. I'm not going to just, like, throw it to the wolves.
Of course. No, okay. Well, you know, I wouldn't put a pest. You
no, I know. I am very... But no. Like, it physically pained me. Like, to literally place that order, I'm like, I already have this. Why doesn't it work?
That camera is, like, the most expensive thing in my house.
No, genuinely. Genuinely,
it's so expensive.
I was really, really upset.
No, and how much was our lens, bro? Our camera was $2,100.
The lens was $1,000 something. Yeah, so that's the whole, just the camera setup, no lights, was almost $3,000. Yeah.
Yeah, she had to pop her salmon for that.
Yeah, pop this. Oh, don't compare it to fish. Don't compare.
Oh, I'm just comparing it to fish because that's what you compare it to.
Bro, we said this on Patreon. We had a whole drunk discussion about whether vagina smells like fish. And then Kathleen was like, no, it's this misogynistic trope. It's whatever. And 50% of our comments were saying it is totally misogynistic. That's crazy. And the other 50% was like, totally, I've smelled fishy pussy, including my own.
No, it's not fish. It just smells like sweaty pussy. It's okay. Not fish.
I'm sorry. Well,
how come nobody pulls back an uncircumcised dick? I mean, yeah. How come nobody pulls back an uncircumcised dick?
Yeah, that smells like stinky garbage cheese.
It smells the same.
It smells different.
Or like it's stinky garbage.
Like, there's different things and that smells different. And I'm sorry, but like, I feel like people are like stripping my human experience because they're like, no, that is misogynistic. I'm like, bitch, I don't know what to tell you. And then everyone's like, oh no, if you have a fishy pussy, you have bacterial vaginosis. I'm like, bitch, no, I don't. It was very validating. Jessie, I won't out anybody, but Jessie, multiple people texted me. First of all, that is a very treatable condition, okay? Don't shame people with BV.
It is.
See, that's misogynistic.
I'm sorry.
No, genuinely, my vagina, delectable, delicious from what I've heard. I don't smell like fish. I'm just saying that, like, times that I've had my freaking period and I'm out sweating, that is the closest thing I could describe that smell.
Oh my God. Even less, when you have your period, it doesn't smell like fish. It just smells like a dead body or something. It doesn't smell like fish.
You know what? It's maybe different. It's just like our different noses. Like what you smell as decaying dead flesh. I cheap pussy.
That is
you know
true.
What? We're going to move on because this flesh already tore the people up on Patreon. Everybody was very upset.
It really did.
And I got diagnosed with bacterial vaginosis. Mind you, I've been to my OBGYN. She said nothing of the sort.
Bro, speaking of decaying flesh, I had never seen the movie Practical Magic.
What the fuck is
that? Have you ever seen that? You've never seen Practical Magic?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Wait, it's like a super famous movie with Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman and their
definitely
sisters.
Not.
And they do.
I try to avoid witches. Nicole Kidman movies at all times. She's very creepy to me. Except Moulin Rouge. Love that movie.
No, she's not creepy in this movie at all. Why is she giving you that so
No, it's just something about her. It's very disturbing to me.
Okay, well, yeah. Sandra Bullock is my favorite actress. And she's
I love
in
her.
It, and
I love
so
Sandra
good.
Bullock. Okay. See, opposite
well,
part of creepy.
Two, right. Part two comes out next month. Practical Magic 2.
Did they hire you to do this plug?
No, but like part one was in 1998 and part two is coming out next month.
Oh.
Crazy. And the whole cast is in it.
Oh,
even
no.
Vieja.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman post facelift.
Yeah. But the daughter is like, I'm so excited. Oh my God, I'm so post facelift.
Are we ever going to get facelifts, do you think?
I think I would. When I'm like 65.
I'm genuinely concerned that I would be so scared that I don't look like myself and the me that I know.
Honestly, that would probably be me too.
I think like a mental thing could happen to me where I'm just like, who is this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think honestly, same. That's why like I've never really done anything to my face because even like I get smile lines and I got the filler and I freaked out and mm-hmm. I did my freaking Botox and I freaked out. So like, honestly, like I say, like maybe I would, but it has to be like a very advanced, you know, type of facelift. That
or like a baby facelift for baby.
Yeah. Something
you know
like
what
that.
I mean? I saw this 24-year-old girl on TikTok get a facelift.
That's ridiculous.
And
that
it's taken her like
ridiculous.
3 months just to like now start to not look that swollen. Like, I don't think she was supposed to get a facelift. I think her body's like rejecting it or something.
Of course not. What are you doing getting a facelift? Literally anything under than like 60.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, I feel like when you're older, you have like skin to, you know, they're pulling something
the
back.
Pool,
if not, they're pulling
lift.
Back your muscle and you look like this. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. What are you lifting at 24?
I'm still freaked out by my Botox in the middle, but I do absolutely adore not having a crease there. It's very slay.
Okay. Do you still feel it heavy?
Yeah. When I try to go like
oh my
this.
God, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing
yeah,
it. I'm not doing it.
It.
I'm not doing
it's not
it.
Heavy.
It's been like a month.
That's not the, it's the wrong word to describe that. It. It's not heavy. It just feels weird when I try to do a scowl.
Well, let's see. Actually, tomorrow at 2 p.m., I have my Botox appointment for my crow's feet.
Just put a little.
I'm going to ask her about this because I'm not going to lie. Wow. Look at that. That's a whole river.
Oh, you're talking about forehead. I feel like that you would feel less weird about because you would still be able to scowl.
Oh, so you did it here. Did here the 11s, right?
Yes, but from what I've heard, if you do your forehead, you have to do the 11s. It's like,
oh my God, no, I can't feel that super heavy. Like, I will go into cardiac arrest.
Well, but you can do like less too, you know what I mean? Just an option. You don't
have
to do it.
I'm gonna ask her and I'll let you know how it goes, guys. I'll let you know. Wait, so we're not gonna talk about Bramty?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Okay, I have many a thoughts. I don't know how well you guys know the situation. And since this is not Do We Know Them, this is not gonna be very thorough or educational or very good.
Oh, honey, it isn't over there either. God bless.
No, but you guys like pull up the videos and you go through a timeline and then Lily does such a good job of giving updates.
The updates and stuff, yeah. Nobody's coming in here with an update. What you get is what you get.
Yeah, no one is coming here with an update. Okay, so Bramty and Lewis, they have been a couple.
Family vloggers,
like 12 years. Or like 13 years. Yeah, they're family vloggers. They were kind of like little mini Ace family. Like you can tell they were very heavily inspired by the Ace family when they came out.
I want to say I saw Bramty get in some controversy because she's done some fucked up shit with her kids online.
With her kids?
Yeah, like pranks and shit that she would do with the kids that were fucked up.
Yeah, like I'm not going to lie. She's a bit of a questionable, you know, she is the one that ran on stage with Bad Bunny. Like Bad Bunny was on stage and she got on the stage and she...
Yes. Why would she do that?
Un poquito que mom, I'm not going to
lie. Oh my God. Did she get arrested?
No, I think they just like security escorted her or something. But
that's
like, yeah,
so fucking
and then she posted a video the next day. She's like, like if it was... It's like, no,
that's insane. Okay.
Yeah, that is insane. So, I mean, you know, she is a little bit like, do it for the camera, maybe, you know, whatever. She's a Gemini. Not that that matters. I'm just saying.
No, it matters. Yeah, it does.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Lewis is. Look that up. It's very important to me.
Did you follow them like you followed the Ace family? Like, because you seem to know quite a bit about them.
I didn't follow the Ace family. Mm-hmm. I hate watched the Ace
family. Yeah, you know what I mean. You kept up with...
No, I didn't. I did. Well, not back then, but on TikTok, I did. I did watch their stuff because even though I'm anti people showing their kids online, like I'm very against, like if I ever had kids, I wouldn't put them online. I do love watching little, like that sounded weird, but I love... I love like little like
I
seeing
love
her kids. I think they're
children. James Charles.
I just mean like, bro, she has like two little twins that are so fucking
no,
cute.
No, I know what you mean because, and I have that problem with like I want to do like lights, camera, smiles and stuff that's like kids. And sometimes I'll do it because I feel like if it's a random viral moment and it's not like an account based around a child, I feel like that's different. But I get it. Like I do love to see super cute moments with kids too. It's like so like innocent and lovely.
It's
and beautiful.
So cute. I know. And like her kids are like it's not their fault. Whatever. And they're so cute. So they have three kids. And so. Yeah, like I used to watch the videos often because I like those videos with the kids. Like, for example, oh my God, this is super. I think I have. No, I'm not parasocial at all. But there is one creator that I love and she shows her kids all the time. And I swear, like, I think that we should ban having kids ever. But like, if that ever happened where she stopped showing her kids, I would be devastated. I would actually
oh
be devastated.
My God, that's so concerning, Kathleen.
It is because I love her daughter.
You don't know her.
But I do.
No, see, that's the problem because for you, it's innocent and you're not a creep. But imagine a creep has the same access that you do to the same videos.
Yeah, because I don't even like comment on her stuff. I just watch it. I'm like, oh my God, how cute. And I go about my day, really, truly. But I love watch. Julie Wise. You know who that is?
Oh, wait. If I see her face, I feel like I do know who that is.
She has a son and a daughter and her son is super cute too. But oh. My God, Rosie is the cutest little freaking thing. And I just love her videos.
Yes, I know who this is. I remember her son went viral a bunch.
Yeah, for the lip singing.
Yes.
Yeah, he's so funny and he's so smart and their kids are so freaking cute. Oh, Lewis is a Sagittarius. Hmm.
She stresses me out sometimes because she'll talk a lot about like, I mean, not in a necessarily like judgy way, but she talks a lot about like not having iPad kids. You know what I mean?
Oh, Julie?
Yeah, I'm like, is any of your kids autistic?
Yeah, but
mama?
She doesn't do it in a
yeah. Like, no, yeah. She doesn't shame necessarily.
Oh, stop. I love her. Stop. I love her. I love her kids. I love her. I love her family. I love her.
You're so weird. Holy shit.
I don't, it's not in like a weird way.
No,
it you know?
Sounds very
like,
weird.
Like, for example, if I saw her on the street, I would be like, oh my God, but I wouldn't like go up to them.
Well, that's because you're like scared of going up to anybody and doing anything. But like, I genuinely feel like somebody would, bro, like a creepy motherfucker. Like, especially her that she like is super about parenting and all this is like the best way to enrich their lives and stuff. I'm like, rule number one, don't put them on the internet. Don't worry about screen time so much, mama.
No, yeah, no, take definitely don't. I agree. Like, you should not have them on the internet. And especially that, like, the majority of her content is.
And her
kids.
Son's already like, older. Really like, identifiable face wise.
Yeah, no, 100%. I wouldn't do it. Hey, I wouldn't.
Meanwhile,
do it.
You just said, but if she stops doing it, I'm going to kill myself. That's what you said.
I would be devastated. I would be. I think she should, but I would cry about it.
Right. So weird. Should. Wow. Needs to be studied. I mean? Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? What?
No, nothing went wrong. No, what? Nothing went wrong.
Your fat toe hit the thing
no.
again.
No. I was just thinking, like, my life flashed before my eyes. I was just thinking because.
My life flashed before my eyes. Guys, it's 10
p.m. I was just thinking because in you saying all of that, I was like, oh my God, I could totally see this ending up on like a Netflix documentary about like child vloggers and like you talking about how like devastated you would be. You know what I mean? Like they would totally put that in.
No, they would put in the part where I'm like, she should stop.
No, honey, they will put in the other part to show how creepy people are in parasocial. And the reason why
no,
I'm thinking that is because just before this fucking video, well, no, before I started filming with Lily, as I was walking upstairs, found out that I'm in a Netflix documentary.
Wait, for what?
For Ray Gunn, the Olympic lady who she was the breakdancer. Do you remember? That did really bad. And you're gonna die, Kathleen. Do you know what I'm in it for?
Oh, don't say that. Take it back. Don't say that.
Oh my God.
Say it like eventually.
I take
one
it back.
Day.
You're not gonna die, Kathleen. You know what I'm in it for?
What?
Spreading misinformation.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
Oh my God. Were you caught saying that blood is blue?
No, but it's pretty much just as bad. Okay, I'm in it for a split second, and I imagine they're gonna, I don't know how much they're gonna show of it or whatever, but in the trailer, I'm in it. Not in the beginning when they're talking about how everybody was laughing at her. No. It's when everything takes a turn. And she goes, but then things started getting really bad. And then it shows me saying that, and I guess I had heard this. I don't know. I don't remember. I guess I had heard that her husband was one of the judges that like was part of the like preliminary part to get her to the Olympics, basically. So like basically insinuating she cheated. I don't know. I must have heard it somewhere. And like other people were saying that too, that she cheated her way to the top, whatever. And so they put my shit in there. And I don't know if that's true. It's probably not if they're putting it there. They're going to prove me wrong. I'm going to look so bad.
Okay, hi. I just had to step in here because it turns out my name has been completely cleared. My misinformation was not misinformation at all. Netflix either has it out for me or just wanted to make an exciting trailer. I don't really know. But anyway, Lily actually ended up discovering, because we mentioned this on Do We Know Them, she found the clip, like the original clip where I talked about all this. And I clearly said that it was not true.
She didn't. She didn't defraud herself to the Olympics. People were alleging that this organization that competes and got the people together for the Olympics, that's called Aus Breaking, I guess like Australia Breaking, that she had founded it and then had her husband be a judge at the like qualifiers for the Olympics and all this shit. None of that is true.
So yeah, I just wanted to come in here really quick to say, wow, look at me spreading truthful information and only truthful information. Blood is blue. There's 5 primary colors. I mean, come on. Everything I say is true. Okay, bye.
Wait, how do you know this? How do you know this?
They just launched the trailer and I have been tagged a million times.
Oh my God, you're in the fucking trailer? Or maybe it's your turn to get sued.
Don't even fucking say it. First of all, take it back. Take it back.
I'm just kidding.
And first of all, I was sued, bitch. Case was dismissed. Thank you very much. With prejudice.
Oh, true. Only me and Lily get sued around here, apparently.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Factor.
Guys, I have been exclusively eating Factor for dinner these days. You guys know I am on my health journey, my workout journey. I'm doing all the things to eat better, and Factor makes it so easy for me because I just pop it in the microwave and I don't have to cook it. And if you didn't know, Factor makes chef-crafted, dietitian-designed, ready-to-eat meals so you don't have to choose between real food and convenience.
Yeah, the best part about Factor is that the meals are all ready in 2 minutes. Literally, just pop them in the microwave. They require no prep, no cleanup. So even on the days where your schedule is like completely out of control, super busy, you are still able to eat well, which for me is very important because I do not always have time to cook. It's nice when I can, but when I can't, I don't want to immediately reach for what usually is fast food and just eating out.
And you know that when you are choosing Factor, like you are really eating healthy meals. They have over 175 banned ingredients and there are so many options to choose from. Honestly, that's my problem, is that I get bored of meals very easily. They have over 100 meals for you to choose from and they're nutrient dense. Oh my God, they have this honey butter chicken that I love. Have you tried the honey butter chicken?
I have not tried that.
Oh my God, I love honey flavored things and it's like the perfect amount of honey.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it once and I'll say it 1,000 times. Anytime I see the vegetarian tamal bowl, oh my God, I'm all up in it. I love it. It's like my favorite meal. I love the amount of sauces that Factor comes with because I feel like when you think healthy, you think dry and sad, and that's just not Factor.
So let's eat real. Head on over to factormeals.com/jkpod50off and use code jkpod50off to get 50% off and 1 free breakfast item per box for 1 year while supplies last until October 31st, 2026.
That's code JKPOD50OFF at factormeals.com/JKPOD50OFF. See website for more details and thank you so much to Factor for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Isn't that fucking crazy? Like, that gives me nervous sweats.
Honestly, it's pretty iconic that you're in it for spreading misinformation. That's pretty good. That's pretty cool.
And I asked Lily, I'm like, bro, did we research that? She goes, I don't know. You're the one that led that topic. I go, oh no. And I don't think we had a researcher yet back then. It was super early days that we covered that. Yowzers.
Wow. I cannot wait to say that. I am watching that documentary. When does it come out?
What's really embarrassing is that I fully told everyone about it. I told my mom. I told Naseem. I didn't know the context of it. I was like, guys, I'm in a documentary. I have to go film.
No, stop.
They definitely have all seen that. Be like, oh,
wow, I love
isn't
that.
Isn't that something? That really is something. I knew if I ran really my mouth enough one day, I'd end up on the big screen.
Yeah, come on. Wow. I can't wait to see that. We have to sit Amelie down. Sit down Noah and show him and show her. Look at their mother.
Look at what she's accomplished.
On a documentary.
You know what I'm hoping? Wow. I'm hoping that people don't like get caught up in that. Like, I feel like, come on, like... I feel like, wait, hear me
no
out.
No one's going to get caught up in that.
I was just saying what other people were saying. I would never pull that out of my ass or like do like an investigatory
but
thing.
But question,
like,
they never asked you anything about it or no one ever approached you?
No, bitch. And that's what pisses me off because like it happened to you with Quiet on Set. Can somebody run me my check? That's my content. Who said you could use it? I know fair use and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's fair and I'd be a hypocrite if I said they can't use it. But like, I just felt like violated. I'm like, what the hell?
No, that honestly is pretty crazy.
Oh.
Oh, pretty late.
What time is it? 10:06. So early today. Oh my God. I have had to wake up at fucking 7 in the morning every morning.
Oh, that's not actually not that early. 7?
That is super early.
I woke up today at 6.
Oh my God. No, but like, what time do you normally wake up?
Like 7:30.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like to have like some time before my 9 a.m. and my workday starts.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense. Bro, like I genuinely didn't. Like I would wake up before like when the kids woke up. So like on the weekends, I could be like, yeah, sometimes it could be like 8:30. Sometimes it could be 10:30. They've even woken up at like 11 sometimes.
Bro, I haven't woken up at 10 or 11 since I was like in high school.
Oh my God, really? I didn't for a long time, especially when Amelie was like younger. But like now, even if they wake up, you can usually like, here's your tablet and then you go back to sleep. You know what I mean? Like I could push it to like 10 a.m. But yeah, no, now waking up at 7, like I get in the car and my head's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like literally, that's how I feel.
Well,
I'm not meant to do this.
Are you drinking water?
Not as much as I should. I'm trying to carry around little water bottles and whatnot so I could actually drink it because I hate room temperature water. Oh my God.
Oh my God, you're just like my grandma. My grandma hates it. I'm like, it's just water and it's easier to drink when it's room temperature. It just goes right down, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh, she hates room temperature water. No, no, no. She
hates it.
Nasim's family, well, his parents, because his sister's not like this, hate ice. And do not have central air conditioning. Like in Europe, nobody drinks ice Europe, nobody and nobody has central air. I asked Nassim, I'm like, so it doesn't get hot? It never gets hot anywhere in Europe. It's like, no, it gets hot. I'm like, so how do you cool down? And then she says, when I tell her that, she's like, no, it's like bad for your stomach. I'm like, I don't know.
What's
don't
bad for your stomach?
Ice water.
Oh yeah, you're not supposed to have cold water.
Why not? My stomach can't handle it. It's a little bitch.
Honestly, I don't know the science about it. It's probably the same.
My stomach is made of pure acid. It could take anything.
Probably the people spreading the blue blood rumor. Why is cold water bad for your stomach? I actually don't know.
Yeah, that was room temperature water. Well, no, because when you buy water, they don't care what temperature you drink it at.
You were about to say like propaganda, like room temperature
like big
water.
Yeah, like big room temperature water.
like big pharma?
Big bottled water or something, but I couldn't really connect the dots on it, I fear. Okay, guys, very important business because I have been tagged more times than I can count. There was a TikTok and it was revolutionary. It was. This girl made a TikTok and it was showing how she was washing her Ninja Creami and discovered...
No, she wasn't washing it.
She was using it.
Yeah, she made ice cream. Okay.
Yikes.
And in her ice cream, she had maggots.
Right. Okay. So yeah, there was maggots. And then she goes to show the top and there was also a maggot hanging on there. And basically it was discovered that there's really not a way to get inside the top of the machine to really, really thoroughly clean it. Although I will say, I'm going to send you a TikTok that is of this woman that is showing how to deep clean it because she said that she had a mold issue at one point with her Ninja Creami. And
wait,
she
so
said
you
that
can?
It really grossed her out. She said that you can and I saved it and I'll send it to you if you dare give it a try.
I think I'm going to try to return it, guys. I think I really am. I saw that video and I freaked the fuck out. I mean, you guys have been tagging me nonstop. And then look, I screenshot this
return
comment.
Return it? Didn't Michelle give you it?
No. Okay, so Michelle gave it to me, but then I wanted the Ninja Creami Deluxe.
Oh,
so I bought the fucking
God.
Deluxe.
Fucking A.
Because she had the original. I wanted the Deluxe. What the fuck? And now I'm pissed.
Have you used it since our last episode we talked about it? Oh my God. See, I just know. Do me a favor. Return that bad boy.
That's because I haven't been home. I've been
in Montana.
My
recipe. I haven't perfected my recipe.
I know I've been in Montana. Milk. But guys, look at this. This is one of the comments. It has almost 3,000 likes on that video. This girl says, this happened to my brother. It's in your machine. There's an area that is hard to clean, to take apart, whatever. He bleached everything. But it has 3,000 likes, 5 replies of people saying, me too, me too, me too, me too, me too.
Oh,
and
mama,
I'm freaking the fuck out. No, fuck the Ninja Creami. Fuck the Ninja Creami. Okay, guys, don't buy it. Don't buy it. We don't want to work with you anymore.
It's crazy because the slushy, I'm not going to lie, like once you take everything apart, there's nowhere for anything to hide. Like it is like very well put together.
And so then I need it.
Yeah, you need the slushy. You really do.
I'm going to return this one and get the slushy.
Yeah. It's the universe doing what needed to be done.
Yeah, you fucking did that shit. You
oh my
did
God,
this.
Bro, the amount of fucking tags that we got. Like, I'm still being tagged, like, non-stop.
Like, to the point where it kind of scared me a little bit. I was like, oh my God, what is happening? Like, when I was getting tagged so much. But then I saw that, I said, my jaw hit the floor. And then I avoided Jessie for like a good 2 hours. And then she sent it to me. I said, oh, You saw it. I knew you were going to fucking start talking shit to me, you bitch. I can't wait until somebody finds a maggot in a slushie.
No, bitch. Honestly, like, that would ruin my entire life. Like, I don't know what I'd do with my slushie machine. Like, I have to use that every week.
No, honestly, it would ruin mine too. So please, only maggots in the creamy.
Yeah, only maggots in the creamy. It makes sense. Lots of nooks and crannies in the creamy. Yeah, not so come much on. Like,
we need to redo that. Yeah. So anyway, so Bremty.
And that, my dear, is why it's so hard to do timestamps for the show.
Yeah, and why we don't have a Do We Know Them type of podcast. Because, my God, we wouldn't
even
forget about. Guys, okay, so anyway, they've been together, blah, blah. They're like a smaller ace family, yada, yada, yada. She's the one who started her channel, and he was like a stay-at-home dad. Apparently, he was like in the military when they first got together before like they started their YouTube stuff. He's Cuban, did you know that? He's Cuban.
I didn't even know his name was Lewis. Not gonna lie.
His name is Lewis. Or like Bramty's husband. Whatever you want to call him, honestly.
What is that they were called? Like Bramty fam?
The Bram fam. Shit like that? Like the Bram fam?
Bram fam. So that was named after her?
Yeah.
Damn, so like nothing about him?
No, just Bram's fam, you know?
Interesting. Oh, that's kind of like Jess fam on YouTube. It's like just her. I'm like, but what about the rest of them?
Yeah, you know, they have 3 kids and stuff. And throughout the years, I'm not gonna lie, even I've noticed that she's like kind of like interesting. She's kind of like an intense person. I can't really put my finger on it. I have noticed though, throughout the years, whenever she gets like a friend, and again, this is just like me being shady and just like, you know, gossiping here with my friends.
Right.
But like, I've noticed that whenever she has like social media friends or any kind of girl or whatever, it usually fades or trickles. Like, she doesn't keep friendships for very long, which is kind of like a red flag. Like, don't get me wrong. There are people who like don't have many friends. I don't think someone who doesn't have friends is a red flag. That's not what I'm saying. Because some people just, you know, don't meet people, don't have friends, whatever. She's had like several friends along the way and they just don't stick. That is weird to me.
That is weird. If you get close to several people and then you have falling outs with each and every one, it's usually one common denominator in my experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I do also, like, I understand that not everybody maybe had friends in high school or whatever. I didn't have many friends in high school and I'm not friends with literally any of them now. A lot of people don't get that opportunity to make long-term friends. Yeah. But to me, when I do see somebody that has friends from like forever ago, that is a huge green flag to me, because every relationship has its shit that you have to work through manage. And that does like say to me that you're able to do that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I feel like that is a red flag. But she,
I think so too,
moving them around.
But anyway, I mean, they seem, I mean, of course you never know because it's the internet, but they seemed okay. I mean, she would kind of, in my opinion, okay, I'm a very like private person and I never try to bring like my personal drama onto the internet. And many times when they would film together, she would kind of like call him out or like tell him shit on camera, kind of like make him feel stupid or make him feel like shit. Again, I don't know if behind the scenes he was like doing some fucked up shit that she felt the need to call him out on camera. Like, we don't know. We don't know what was really going on. But it did kind of seem like she would kind of not treat him the best or whatever. I don't know.
No, you know what it is that when you make your life the content and like your family the content and your marriage the content, then that is inevitably gonna end up like that.
Yeah.
Because you feel like if you guys have a fight or he says some shit that you disagree with, that you want to come on camera and tell people about it. And
but
like,
to me, because that's so you're all crazy. Part of it too. Like,
no, I think it's crazy.
I could never ever get to that level regardless, even if I was someone who started like a vlogging thing, if I had a boyfriend and I started like, regardless, like our problems are our problems. Why the hell do the people on the internet have to know? Even if we had a fight, like, she would be like, oh, I got so mad at him because of what? Like, why do people need to know those things? I don't know.
Oh, no, I would never. I mean, like, I will say a joking thing about my marriage or something like that. But if it's something serious, there's no fucking chance in hell. Like, genuinely, the shit that people do with information on the internet is so diabolical. They're already like foaming at the mouth for something to call you guys out for and tell you your relationship is a piece of shit and you need to leave them and you need to do all that. So why the fuck? I mean, if you're going to leave him, that's you and you do your own thing and whatever. But like, if you're not going to leave him, why the fuck are you coming on TikTok or YouTube or whatever and telling us about the shit that he does that drives you crazy? I feel like a lot of people in relationships will do things like post like, oh my God, even though you drive me fucking crazy and you're like literally fucking insane, like I would have it no other way than to be by your side. Like those type of posts, you know? And I hate that because I've always been like,
life has so many ups and downs, way more downs. I fucking hate you so much sometimes. Oh my gosh, I love you.
Don't get me wrong, I want to claw your fucking eyes out. Like, I literally cannot stand you when you snore next to me and fucking ruins my day. It's like, okay.
When I read those captions, I'm like, oh shit, okay. I see what I'm reading here.
Yeah, like, it's been a hard 6 years, but we made it, baby. And I'm like,
And that is what the relationship was giving sometimes. Okay.
Yeah.
But okay. You know, they seem to be on the right track when they both went into like their fitness journey and they started traveling the world with their kids, whatever. They seem like they were pretty good and, you know, whatever. Well, They recently broke up. They're in the middle of a separation. They might be getting divorced. And might? What I have gathered, what?
Might be well,
no,
getting
I,
divorced?
No, I mean, Louis has a full-ass girlfriend now. So probably, yeah, probably they're getting divorced.
Oh, yeah, no, that's looking like divorce.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
But what I've seen, like the avalanche, and it's just, it honestly, this is so dramatic, but like it breaks my heart for those kids because Penelope is about to be 12. In 3 years, she has like her own phone. She's going to be a teenager seeing all of this shit unfold. And her parents are just like subtweeting. Well, not tweeting, but you know what I mean? Like sub, like, you know,
oh,
talking
what are
shit
they
to
saying?
Each other. Okay, so here's what how it happened. They break up. She starts like putting TikToks up of like how she moved into her own house with the kids, whatever. Somebody leaves her a comment. She comments under and she's like, oh, Louis fled the country and like left the kids and didn't say anything. Like he just dipped.
Fled the country?
Fled the country.
That's crazy.
She said that in a comment. And then he came out in a video and he did. He left the country. He's like, I didn't flee the country. Apparently.
Oh my God. A fly just went in my eye at the same moment that I made that noise. Okay.
It's crazy.
Wait, so he did flee the country?
He did flee the country. And so, he did. But according to him, it's because Bramty doesn't let him see the kids. He has to like jump through hoops now. She's making it like impossible for him to be there for the kids.
When I get to see the kids, I see the kids, okay? This is one of the probably the most important questions because a lot of you guys are going to come and say, whoa, where are the kids? What are you going to do? Why are you over there still? When I'm able to see the kids, legally able to have access to my kids, where it's not going to be under a condition, any type of restriction, which I don't believe I deserve because I've been a good father for the past 12 years, and I'm about to be 12. I refuse to play into the game where I have to jump through a million hoops to see my children I created, and I love them, I do. But I'm not gonna put myself in a position of loss, danger, or despair because of this situation. So what I'm doing is I'm waiting my time. I'm waiting till the court handles the situation. And then when I can, I will see my kids. Whether that means I go over there and see them, whether that means they're gonna come over here and see me, I don't know. All I know is that I'm here, I'm happy, I'm healthy, and I'm ready to live my life. I'm ready to be on camera. I'm ready to do whatever it takes for me to progress my life.
Okay, so I have so many thoughts about this. I have so many thoughts about this because I honestly think, hot take, they both fucking suck. Okay?
I was about to say, this doesn't make no fucking sense.
In this clip, he's like, I have never been happier. I'm living my best life. I'm living my dreams. And he hasn't seen his kids in like 3 weeks.
No.
Listen, I understand because I know that there's going to be comments. I understand that not always women, but like the main parent, sometimes you will have a situation where the mom doesn't want the dad to see the kids and she'll start putting shit in the kids' heads or she'll make it very difficult for him to see the kids and like go against whatever. That is fine. But I don't have any kids, so maybe I'm the wrong person to touch on this topic, but I don't care how many hoops you make me go through. You're my kids and I'm going to do everything I can to be with you and, you know, see my kids. And yes, I'm going to take you to court. If you're making it difficult for me to see my own kids, I'm going to do everything in my power. I'm going to take you to court. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do everything.
Obviously.
For my kids.
No, that's bullshit. That's actually just bullshit.
He kept saying that he didn't want to put himself in like danger and harm. Like, what do you think? Like, Bramty's going to like kill you or something? What's going on?
I mean, maybe he does think that. I don't fucking know. But at the same time, I think that that's a load of shit. And he's trying to, from what I understand, because I will say, Kathina showed me absolutely zero receipts. But from my imagination, what I could say is like, I'm a child of divorce and my dad, I was still a minor and we had many, many years. I mean, they got divorced when I was literally a year and a half. And my father did not give a flying fuck. They fought in court. They did shit, whatever. And he like, she moved to Kendall. He moved to Kendall. He's like, I'm not even going to live fucking 40 minutes away from you.
Did your mom make it impossible for your dad to see you?
No, she didn't make it impossible. But here's the thing. Unless somebody proves that you are literally unfit to parent, which is a whole separate story. That is not what's happening here from what you're saying. There is legal obligation where he can see the kids. She cannot keep the kids from him.
But he's you have dad. To go through a legal process for that. Like if right now I have my kids and I'm like, bye, you leave. Like, no, I'm going to go pick up the kids. No, you're not. Like what's going to happen? Like,
I don't know like how immediately it would be.
Yeah. I mean, it would probably take a while. It would take
because I'm pretty
time.
Sure like the friends that I have that are divorced and have kids, like they have a parenting plan that's like court ordered and all that stuff. And obviously that is like post that. And it usually involves immediately upon separation, having a mutual agreement in the meantime. So I'm assuming maybe that is not taking place, but I just cannot imagine a world where you're not able to see your kids. So you go further away.
Yeah, because here's the thing is, like, I have no doubt in my mind que ella está quemada, que ella una loca, and I'm sure she probably is trying to get him not to see the kids or whatever. Like, Ramsey doesn't give me, like, the most sweetest, kind, super amazing person. Like, she really, right. I don't know her, but she doesn't give me that vibe. But still, even then, I'm not going to go to Bali. I'm going to do everything in my power.
He went to Bali?
I think so. He's, like, living in, like, Indonesia right now with his girlfriend doing yoga on the beach.
Like, I love how that's, he's like, doing okay, yoga. So if you did get access to your kids, how soon can you get there? Like, I feel like that's, like, really just creating a lot of
okay,
distance.
So if she called you and she said, actually, yeah, you can pick him up at 3 p.m. Can you make it? Before we go any further, we want to thank our last sponsor, and that's Quince.
Does anyone else feel like August is the Sunday of summer? I mean, I know it's my birthday month and whatnot, but it's when the kids are getting back to school, summer's over. It's a bittersweet time for sure, but it's also the perfect time to hit reset before the fall rush comes and you have to completely change your wardrobe and figure out what you're going to wear. And that is where Quince comes in, because Quince proves that you don't need a crowded closet to look incredible, okay? You just need the right pieces. And Quince has so many amazing basic staple pieces. I love it.
Jesse, I don't know if you know this. I am obsessed with Quince. I know I talk about the PJs and all of that, but I'm even using the Quince website to buy a bunch of gifts for my friends. Christmas, forget about it. I'm going to get everything on Quince. You can just find so many gifts. There's accessories, there's clothes, and you know that you're getting really, really great quality for the price.
Yeah, no, truly, I know when I'm shopping with Quince that I'm going to get high quality essentials. Like, they have super soft organic cotton pieces. I just recently got these, like, high-waisted linen shorts that have been amazing in the summer. And the crazy thing is that everything at Quince is super affordable for the quality of materials that you're getting. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they do this by working directly with ethical factories to cut out the middlemen so that you're just paying for the quality, not the brand markup. And honestly, it's insane. I scroll through Quince and I'm like, oh my God, I did not expect this to be so affordable.
No, it's crazy. My linen pajamas anywhere else would be double the price. So upgrade your everyday and download the Quince app for app exclusive offers, or go to quince.com/jkpod and get free shipping on your orders and 365 day returns.
Quince is now available in Canada and the UK too. And again, that's quince.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
I don't know if you'd be able to.
I would honestly do that to fuck with him at that point. I'd be like, all right, come tomorrow.
Oh, for sure. And she would be the type. But now, okay, so Lewis is just like really, really, really going hard on this new lifestyle and his new girlfriend. And he's posting pictures. It's been like 5 seconds. I think it's so crazy. I mean, granted, they could have had problems for years. To show a girlfriend when you guys have been a family vlogging channel for a decade is crazy. They posted a video, like he did like a collab post with like some yoga guy, and they were like doing yoga on the beach together, him and his girlfriend.
That pisses me off. You don't have your kids and you're happy on the beach doing yoga? No, I'm pissed. I don't like that.
What is happening?
I would be a fucking wreck. Nassim, if I tried to keep the kids from him, he would be so devastated.
Oh, he'd kill you.
No, oh my God. Don't say that.
I mean, why? That's a just beautiful father. Not like actually. He just loves his kid. He wouldn't actually.
He's a beautiful father. He would murder you in cold blood. No, but like, genuinely, I know it would be a shit show because that would be like cops. It would be.
No, but he would not have it.
No, he would
not.
He would
have
like
it.
Pitch a tent in the back or something. He'd be like, no, yeah. I'm putting the kids to bed. Like, I need to be here. Yeah.
Throughout the years, I've looked at both of them and I'm like, I don't really like her. If I had to like pick like who I think is like a nicer, better person, I would pick him. But like, so many things are happening right now that I'm like, what is going on? His entire family has always hated her. Probably rightfully so,
yeah,
right?
God bless.
So he has always been very, very estranged from his family. He even took did you guys notice? He took Bramty's last name. He changed his last name to Bramty's last name.
I like that.
So like, he never really had a relationship with his family after he got with Ramsey. So they got divorced, whatever. He showed up to his parents' house and he was like sobbing and talking to them. And like, you know, that's his family. So they took him in, whatever. His brother gets on a podcast or like on the internet, bro, and starts talking so much shit about Bramty and starts saying like the weirdest, bro, this shit pissed me off. Okay. I don't know these people, but like, hello, Penelope is 12 years old. She is a little girl who is going to be seeing these things on the internet soon. This guy is talking about how when Bramty and Lewis first got together, mind you, over 10 years ago, that they would like have sex on his bed and she would leave her cum on his bed.
I'm sorry.
That she would like wipe. Yeah, I swear.
Get out of school earlier than middle schoolers, right? So
yeah. They
would take that chance to go to my house and, you know, have when they were in high school, because my mom was at work and I was at school still. And then I would come home and I would find tissues full of.
Yeah.
On my bed. My bed.
Damn.
And then, you know, whenever they would have, she would, I guess, clean herself off with, like, you know, wipes or something. And she would leave crusty wipes all over my house. Damn. Or like in the bathroom. It's like laying on the floor in the room, scattered around the room. So it's like my mom being like a single mom, but like also Cuban mother, Hispanic, very clean. My mom's like OCD, like clean freak. She'd come home and she'd see this stuff. My mom would see it as in the perspective like, hey, you're a woman. You should be cleaning up after yourself. Like, have some self-respect and some decency as a woman to clean up after yourself, especially in a house that's not yours. If it's your house, stick it on the walls, spray it all over it. Like, it's your house. You do whatever you want, but you're in my house, especially in a little, like, me and my brother used to share a bedroom. I mean, I was a kid, and she, you know, like, kind of gross, you know, like, you know. So that's like the big reasons why my mom didn't like her from the beginning. But my mom never disrespected her about it. My mom has never like went up to Brampty and called her a bitch and like, oh, you're the XYZ. Like, my mom has never done that to her. Never.
Wow, this is the juicy pussy episode, isn't it? That's crazy.
He was like, yeah, like she would wipe herself and then leave her. Like, why the fuck
she would leave coming to the her cum?
Apparently, which like whatever.
That so is now we know she just like squirts.
Bro, I don't know. And I shouldn't know. I shouldn't know. I shouldn't know this information at all. Why the fuck are you going online and saying that? That's crazy, bro. I'm sorry. That is crazy. That's crazy. You don't do that.
Don't get me wrong. I'd be absolutely furious if someone squirted all over my bed and left.
Of course. Of course. I'd be pissed and I would tell to you again, everybody my
but fact. I wouldn't go on a podcast. I mean, I would, but I wouldn't say names.
Bro, that's so crazy. After 10 years later, be like, yeah, no, I hate that bitch. You want to know why?
If it was one time in 2009 or something like that, that like my brother had kids with or something, absolutely not. I would never do that because you're right.
I understand that he hates her.
And see that shit.
Yeah, but do you not give a fuck about your nieces and nephews? Like, you don't think, like, do you not put yourself, I hate, like, it just drives me fucking insane. Then Lewis posted another video about this part. Triggered me a little bit. Like, I thought it was a little. He was talking about, like, for years he prioritized Brampty's success and her profession and all of that stuff. And he was like, oh, and I would like, and I took a step back and I sacrificed and I let her, you know, I put her on a pedestal. It's like, okay, Bobby.
I'm gonna be honest, and this is as transparent as it can be and as simple and straight as I can say it. I used to prioritize a certain other person's career, lifestyle, and what they wanted to do, and I put myself back, and I'm not complaining because I did that happily because it was like my duty in my own brain was I should do this as a considerate partner in person. I have no issue sacrificing, and I saw potential in that person, and I didn't think that person would ever use it against me, especially all the sacrifice that I had made and the time and effort and energy in doing anything and everything that I could have to put this person on a pedestal. And now I realize as a man that was always wrong, especially being the man of the relationship. Don't make the mistake of trying to overtake or be above your man, and if you're the man, don't ever make the mistake of letting the woman have too much power over the day-to-day life, the day-to-day stuff, your goals, your dreams. It should always be the man leading.
You were making money.
Yeah.
You were making a lot of money. What were you sacrificing?
Yeah, that
what
bothers me.
What could you possibly
because have sacrificed? What was going on in your marriage at that time was very much a mutual agreement that you both benefited from, period. To try to paint it as anything else and like you were a victim in a relationship where you were making a shit ton of money. Maybe, for instance, like you were watching the kids more and she was the one that was more content forward or whatever the fucking case is. You were fine with that. And now that shit is getting ugly, you want to pretend you weren't. I don't respect that. I don't like that. I think that's stupid. I think that you could have spoken up if that was something that bothered you so much. You could have very much presented that as an issue in real time,
which maybe he did. What the fuck do we know? We're truly just like outsiders looking in. Like, he could have.
You're literally just telling me things. I'm fully just believing you. Like, I'm fully believing you.
No, for sure. No, I mean, like, what I'm saying is facts on the internet.
Okay.
But we don't know if what everybody's saying, we don't know if what everybody's saying is actually true. Like, you know what I mean?
No, for sure.
But I'm saying, like, yes, maybe he was telling Brampty behind the scenes, like, oh, I want a career path. Like, I want to go back to the military or, like, I want to do this, whatever. And I feel like social media is holding me back or something like that. But, like, you guys were traveling the world, living very comfortably because of this job. And now it's just a little convenient.
Like, genuinely, that in any profession would bother me. Saying that about somebody on the internet, like, they've gotten so many views. Like, I've seen their success and stuff. They have made a sickening amount of money on exploiting their family. Okay, like, genuinely they have. I wouldn't be surprised, like, millions of dollars.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
And yes, he lived very comfortably because of that. I understand you could be frustrated right now with maybe how she's dealing with things, whatever, but I just don't respect that. Where it's like, for instance, like me and Nassim right now, like, he definitely is more like with the kids. Obviously he like coaches soccer and stuff, but that's seasonal and stuff. Like, if we got divorced, God forbid, and he was like, oh my God, I had to take care of the kids. I'm like, that was very much a mutual agreement we both had. You know what I mean?
For sure. But Lewis wasn't like, he's very much like, I loved being a stay-at-home father. I did, because he did. Lewis was cooking, cleaning, whatever, because she was like editing and doing, like, she was like the main breadwinner. And
so you're just making your dynamic work. Like, you're not a victim of that.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sorry. No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was very much like, you know, I would prioritize her success and her career. And it's like, you guys were like a family. Yeah, she was the main one. It was her account or whatever. But come on, you were very much benefiting from this. It's not like you were like, oh my God, in the background, please.
No, and he was in the content too.
Yeah, he was in the content. Seeing how all of this unfolds, I do think that they both kind of suck. I think, God bless, Louis, I think you're kind of a pussy. I really do. I think that...
why is pussy bad?
No, I just... Okay, yes, let me say that again. Louis, I think you're kind of a wussy. I think you've kind of been a wussy. Probably not your whole wussy relationship. But like, if you are the father you claim to be, listen, put your pants up and fight. Just fight. And like, if she's an asshole and she's a bitch, which she probably is, you have your right as a father to, you know, be there for your kids. So do it. You don't have to do yoga on the beach. Just go be there for your kids.
I mean, rule number one, if you want to be near your kids, don't go further away.
Maybe not go to Bali. He said he got on a plane to leave because it was going to be like a very dangerous situation if he didn't. I just picture Bramty with like forks in her hand being like, you know?
Well, like, I'm just like, you couldn't leave the state. You had to leave the fucking country.
Him posting his yoga video. Like, I can't believe
it. I haven't seen the yoga video. I haven't seen anything.
Oh my God. I have to show you at least this part. I have to show you this.
My God. I feel like I'm going into this completely blind.
She hasn't posted on TikTok in like a week. She's so crushy, yo.
Excuse me, guys. I make viral acro yoga content, and you guys look like a cute couple. You guys want to try one of my videos?
I don't know. I've never done that before.
Why not? Yeah, of course.
You want to try it? All right, guys. I'll try. Come to my spot.
This was so pre-planned.
What's your name, sir? I'm Louis.
Okay, I want you to lay down on your back. You're going to turn around. You're going to touch her on her back.
Touch her on her back.
And then she's going to lay down. Now straighten your legs.
Lower.
Yeah, bend your knees. Now straighten your legs all the way towards me more. Ah, you guys are good. That's awesome. How long do you guys know each other for?
I don't know, 2 weeks?
I want you to give her like a little bit of a jump, and I want you to catch her under her butt. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, jump, and catch her under the butt. Now, wow. Yo, you guys have really good chemistry together. Look at this. You guys are like, 2, 3, stand up. That's good.
Bramsey's watching with her fork.
Catch her in the butt.
I don't know about this fork theory, but yeah, no, I wouldn't be too happy about this.
Bro, I was watching that with my jaw on the floor.
Oh my God. By the time people get separated, as Michaela Nogueira has taught us, you know, a lot of things have gone on behind the scenes. Although I do kind of stand by, I think there's some overlap there in the Michaela thing. Cody.
Oh, I mean, for sure. But I think that like, I have my theories about Cody.
Yeah.
We cannot get into it.
Oh no. Cody, first of all, have you seen his Twitter?
No.
Oh my God, his Twitter. Okay, so he went private when he was married to Michaela. When he got divorced, he went unprivate. Oh my God, that motherfucker is racist, transphobic. I mean, awful. Like, his views are crazy. Yeah, like, he is, like, actually, like... Damn. Really offensive. And he basically said like he had to hide that his whole marriage. And so that's why when everybody is accusing Sydney, her best friend, of being MAGA, have you seen that?
Which she is.
Which she 100% is. There's her with the little pink Make America Great Again hat.
I do not like Sydney. I do not like her.
I don't like her either. Something's off. I like the other one. Sam.
Yeah, oh my God. Sam is so... I even met her in person. Sam is so sweet, so nice, like the kind of whatever. There's something about Sydney's energy. It doesn't feel like authentic. Like she's authentic.
No, I'm kind of worried about Michaela. Yeah, that doesn't seem legit.
And, you know, I never really cared to watch her or never, but like this post that she did kind of like made me like, I don't like the... Sydney posted this and the whole like follower count thing, I was like, who says that?
Things I think I'm owed. A healthy and normal relationship with food. An apology from everyone who doubted me. A higher follower count. Dunkin' subscription for free. Iced coffee for life. Everything I've manifested but haven't received yet. Free Botox and a blue check.
The rest, whatever. A higher follower count. Things I think I'm owed. A higher follower.
I know she's doing like a little trend, but yeah, she says shit sometimes that I'm like, I don't like it.
But bro, have you seen like this whole like, I made a video on TikTok about it, about the big lip oil, CoverGirl. Let's talk about the controversy there, because CoverGirl, I know exactly what happened. They launched this product, okay? Okay, allegedly, this is what I think of it. They launched this product for eyes, cheeks, and lips. Something happened along the way. They must have approved it when it sucked. I don't know. Barely any color payoff. It's absolutely horrible. So now they're saying that it's just for lips, even though they have literal displays that said for lips, cheeks,
yeah,
blah,
I do
blah,
think
blah.
That's shady. So like Michaela tried it on. I will say her application, I wouldn't even do that with a Rode like pocket blush. Like no, I do think she was like purposefully trying to make it look like, oh my God, this shit sucks. But it does actually suck.
Yeah.
But anyway, everybody was clapping back and being like, that's for your lips. I did think when everybody was saying that, I was like, that is a really big lip oil. Like it looks really massive.
I'm sorry. It was never going to be just for lips. Like it's on a cardboard. It's on display at CVS.
I know, but
it's
I just...
Lips.
fucking saw CoverGirl going back and doing an ad with it and saying like, and by the way, it's for lips only. I'm like, what the fuck, CoverGirl?
Now they're saying it.
That's crazy.
I think that they're doing that now. I think they're like backpedaling and like saying that.
But
now,
like, how are you like, going to do that if there's fucking proof and like on the displays in the stores, weird. Like we could super. See what you intended it for. It's a stupid product, super in my opinion.
But regardless, if it was for lips, why the fuck is it so fat? Who the hell wants a big ass fat ass? Yeah,
let me put that in my purse so it could take up the whole thing.
It's so big. And then it's so big for what? Because it barely has color payoff. The only one that is a little bit pigmented is the dark one. That's it.
Yeah, no, that thing looks like a piece of shit. I saw you trying them on TikTok. That was slay. Anyway, lights, camera, smiles.
Yeah. Oh my God. So my lights, camera, smiles is a story that's going to make you smile, bro. Me and Jordan. Okay, so weed is legal in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Jordan had a gummy. Like, we bought some gummies at some place and we ate this gummy and it was like very, very late at night. We were so loopy. We're gonna go to bed and we can't turn the TV off. Like, I cannot turn the TV off. We're at a little hotel room, like, because we stayed in Glacier for the weekend. We stayed one night in a tent and then the next night we stayed in Whitefish in like this little cute hotel, whatever. So we're trying to turn the TV off and we cannot find the remote. We cannot turn the TV off. I stand on top of the cabinet. She's on top of the cabinet. We're looking behind the TV. I'm like passing my hand through all of this, like whatever. We're doing that forever. We're touching the things, whatever. There's a remote on the nightstand. I go, Jordan, I go, wait, is that the remote for the TV? I go, oh no, wait, I think that's for the fan. She goes, yeah, that's not the remote for the TV. That's for the fan. I'm like, okay, we're looking for the thing. We're going through the thing. We're going away for like a fucking hour. Okay, I'm looking under the bed. Jordan goes, Kathleen. I'm like, what? She's like, there's no fan. I look up, there's no fan.
Wait, why would she assume? Because that's like so bougie to have like a fan remote.
Because it was a little white remote. For the TV, like, since when,
bro? Oh, my God.
And then I look at her and I'm like, wait a minute. We've been looking for an hour. We didn't even go like this to see?
I know. Like why maybe? Not check? Like, you just trusted her? I would have gone for the outlet. I would have just unplugged that bitch.
When we look up. Oh, that was a good idea.
Yeah, I'm filled with those.
Up, there's no fan.
Wow. No that's fan. Insane.
That's my lights, camera, smiles.
I love that. Well, mine is a TikTok that I sent you that really resonated with me.
The reason you're unhappy is you haven't found the right thing to buy yet. There is something out there that you can purchase that's gonna make all your problems go away. You're so close to finding it. Just keep buying stuff. I promise it'll work.
That is literally so you.
No, I know. I don't know what I'm searching for, but I will find it. When I do, I'm gonna let you guys know.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much, but that is all we've got. And as always, we'll see you next week.
No, we won't.
JK.
Bye. Bye.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable since 1900.
Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.